Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to Attraction HQ. My name's Hayley Quinn, and I am, I would say, probably the only dating and love expert out there that's going to tell you actually how to make profound change in your life and teach you some habits that are going to make you amazingly good with women, but without you being unethical or having to learn any dodgy pickup tactics or lines and routines. Now, today I am joined by an amazing guest. Her name's Harriet. She's a health and well-being coach and speaker. She also does tons of work with women. So guess what? You're going to be treated again. Yes, I know I'm forcing this upon you, to lots of women's perspectives on love and relationships. And what I wanted to talk to you about is because I actually had an interesting experience with one of my coaching clients. We sat down. He is, to give you a paint the picture, he's in his late 20s, successful guy. He's just met an awesome woman via online dating. The sex is great. She's got an amazing body. They get on really well. They have loads of fun. Slight sticking point. He's come to the realization, though, that he's not sure he's quite ready that he can explore a relationship because he still feels like he has boxes left unticked. And you know what? I hear this quite a lot, which is the feeling that really you don't kind of feel ready to be with a woman properly. If you think, well, but I haven't really explored relationships with different women. I haven't approached that women, many women yet. I don't have that many sexual experiences. I don't know what I want because I haven't had enough of it. And I'm afraid of falling into a relationship with someone who isn't the right woman just because it's the choice that presents itself to me in the moment. So what I want to do is there is actually a way through this conundrum, which doesn't involve you hurting her, lying to her, or being stuck in a relationship that you don't want to be in. And so this is the third way principle, and Harriet is going to be here to discuss it with me. Hey, Harriet.
Hey, great to be here today, Hayley.
Awesome. And the principle we want to think about is really, I think a lot of the time when we're thinking about relationships between men and women, there's often a kind of an idea there that as you men just want to have as many sexual experiences as possible, and we women would like really ideally for you to marry us, have babies with us, and knit.
and cook at the very least.
Yeah, and there's a conflict there, right? And so when you're with a woman, when you're in this early dating phase and you're kind of thinking, oh gosh, I'm not sure I'm ready to give her what she wants, you can jump to the assumption that she wants is a very, very specific, monogamous, committed, long-term version of a relationship. And in fact, I don't think that's necessarily the truth.
I would agree with that. I think that there's only one way to find out, first of all, what she wants, and that's to ask her and to not make any assumptions. You know, when I used to work, before I was a coach and before I was a parent and I worked in the city, one of the teams used to have this big sign above their department that said, assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. You know? and I think yeah, that applies as much to running a business as it does to relationships.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the thing is, when you go into that, what you're going to happen then is you're not going to be behaving authentically because you're suddenly going to feel that you're putting on this false facade. Then I have a belief, and correct me if I'm wrong here,
that you're going to be 90% honest and open with her, and then there's going to be 10% of your brain, which I call like the People's Republic. So it might be the People's Republic of Adam or the People's Republic of Raj, which is rebelling and is saying, you know what, I'm not happy with the status quo here. I don't think we should be with this woman. What about all the other women out there? We're not done with our journey. And you know what, that will tear you apart in the end. And so not only will it create a lack of open communication and vulnerability between you and the woman that you're seeing, you're also going to start to feel really confused and torn in yourself, and therefore your actions are going to start to get screwed up. And the irony is, none of this needs to happen. You know what? Funnily enough, you can have space to explore, or you can be open about the fact that you want to explore and be accepted for that and not hurt the woman you're with, all just by actually being more vulnerable and learning how to communicate this. And the best time for you to communicate it is early on. Early warning sign.
That's for sure. I think that if it's something that's discussed quite near the beginning, and as I said, you never know what the girl might want too. She might be really excited by that prospect, that it's not this closed, you know, set train journey that stops off at, you know, first anniversary, and second anniversary has to involve a ring, and by the fourth anniversary there's a house and a, you know, wedding and all that kind of stuff. I think a lot of girls would be thrilled to know that there's something different out there, and maybe they're not feeling that way too.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, you know, if it's like she's come out of a long-term relationship, she's focused on her career, she's just in a different zone in her life. Not all women are there queuing up waiting to be married. You know what, like, it's just like you, there's some guys really want a committed relationship and they're in that headspace, and some guys that want to be free and have fun. And it's the same for women, and your duty actually is to connect up with the women that are on the same page as you, because then it's not a problem. In fact, actually, you both are enhancing one another's life. At the beginning of a relationship as well, like, it would be wrong of her or strange for her to be extremely disappointed if it's right at the start. If you've kind of been dating and have a massive romance for 6 months, then it's going to really, that's going to be painful. So actually, the earlier you can be honest and communicate who you are, you're going to feel better because you're going to be accepted. And also, this gives her an opportunity that if it's not the right thing for her, you know, she can take a step back. And that also doesn't mean that ultimately you guys will not be together. It just means that for this period in time, you're on a different track. But you know what? Sometimes tracks come back. So when you're thinking about this, I would also think about this discussion as it's not really a huge deal. It's not saying she's not good enough or that you're never going to be open to that. It's actually just communicating where you are today. And the thing that I would say about it is don't make a mountain of a molehill. Instead, make it a molehill. And the way that you do that is you would say stuff based in I. You don't say we. You don't say anything about her or what she wants. Instead, get used to communicating what you're actually thinking and feeling. So the statements you want to use is I think, I feel, I want. And you'll be surprised actually that not many men show much vulnerability. And actually, by holding your hands up and saying, you know, I want to be honest with you because I really respect you, you know, and I have to say, I need some help, you know, I'm a bit confused or I'm a bit conflicted.
Yeah, that I've found that to be really helpful from a female perspective as well, to use that I think, I feel, I want. It's one of my favourite ways of communicating things, and it makes it so much easier for both parties to receive what the other person's saying in a completely non-threatening way, and in a way that's not accusatory or anything. It's just, this is where I am, I'm in my little world, this is what's going on for me, and then seeing if your worlds match up. And it's definitely my experience that the relationships that work best are the ones where you have shared values,
right?
And in the same way, if you know from the start that you both really value having as many experiences as possible before you properly settle down, whatever that means for you, fantastic. But if you don't cover that off, in the same way that if you have totally different values about money, it would be a really good idea to discover that early on. This is a very similar issue, I think.
Yeah, and I think also what happens is, as a guy, you know, as men and women, we both get judged, right? We get judged for our actions, and sometimes people can see us as almost a big stereotype of our gender. And what might happen is, you know what, you could be the most ethical, moral, reasonable man who just has the honesty to admit to himself that you're a bit conflicted. Now, if you don't give someone an insight into your thought process and your backstory and your experiences and your reasoning for arriving at that, a woman could look at you and just think, oh my God, he's just a player. He's just one of these guys. He just is driven by sex. It's all he's interested in. He's manipulated me. Because that's a really negative stereotype that, you know, that's held around masculinity in men. Not in fact true in the vast majority of cases. But she'll never know that unless you're able to tell her why you've arrived at this kind of conclusion. And you know what? From this point, a couple of routes can open up, right, when you've got to that level of vulnerability and openness about saying what you actually want. Point route one, she goes, you know what, like, I actually am only interested, I really want to find a committed, serious, proper relationship. Fabulous. You've worked this out a couple of dates in. No one's going to get that emotionally torn up about it. You can let each other go for the time being, maybe maintain some contact, maybe maintain a platonic relationship, and then you never know. Things might shift around and you might come back together in 6, 12, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years time. You never know. Option two, she's actually on a similar page to you or is willing to go there. How amazing would that be?
It would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
In any kind of relationship, you just want to find someone on the same page as you. And actually, with this kind of thing, thinking you haven't ticked off enough boxes, it could be a journey that you go on together, which is way more exciting to have an actual proper partner in crime where you understand what each other wants to do and you do it together, or you come back together and say, hey, how was that? And what did you get up to? I mean, that's just so exciting.
Have you ever had a relationship like that?
Kind of.
In your mad and bad youth.
It's not a million miles away. I have had a relationship where we've been on a joined up journey of discovery together, not where we've been on a sort of separate but together joined journey of discovery.
Yeah, I don't think that I ever did it particularly well. Like, if I was looking back, if I had listened to this podcast a couple of years ago, it would have been really helpful. But what I did do is I knew that, you know, when I was in my sort of like early mid 20s or something, you know, I was still really interested in exploring with women or trying, you know, different kinds of sex and dating and relationships. So I'd often bring that into my relationship. I think I often corrupted many a boyfriend, actually. and at the moment, though, I recognize now that I kind of was going at cross purposes and I wasn't approaching it in the right way. There were points where it was really quite exciting, actually, to have a relationship and then invite other people into that and explore together and have that sense of, you know what, we've got an amazing connection, an amazing bond, but, you know, we also have this bit of hedonism and this breath of fresh air and this escape. So not for now, but for a time and season in my life, that was pretty awesome. And I also kind of think, like, you become so much of a better partner. Like, if someone asks me now, what do you want? I feel like with total, utter clarity, I feel like, you know what, I just want to have and build that awesome relationship with one person. I'm not going to be looking around thinking, I wish I'd tried that, or like, have I not dated enough people, you know?
I think it makes a big difference when you have ticked off a lot of those boxes, whether you've got an actual list in your mind or not, but when you just feel that you've experienced enough that you know yourself. And I think that's ultimately what this is about, is getting to know yourself. And sometimes the only way to do that is to try stuff and go, this is for me, or, oh my God, I thought that would be amazing, but that was so not for me at all. And the more you get to know yourself, the more that when you do meet that right person, or if it's the same person, you've both got to know yourself so much better, then you're in a much better position to create a really great relationship. I don't think that we enter adulthood at the age of 18 and know ourselves completely. It's a journey of discovery and getting things wrong and learning what flicks our switch and what our values are. And the more that you can do that before you hit that long-term life partner stage, if that's something you want.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To do, the better.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that's also, in a sense, to forgive yourself for wanting and needing to go on that journey, because you know what, the person you might be with, they might be awesome, but you don't know it until you've gone through a certain net of experiences, so you can't see and you can't tell what you want, and that's okay. And you know what, it's fine to be at that stage in your life. It's actually, it's not evil and it's not wrong. It's very human, and no one's going to judge you for it, and no one's going to get hurt, as long as you can have honesty and integrity around it. And then I think as well that when you have that space of clarity where you're like, actually, I'm going to lay my sword down now, I am quite done on this front, you just know, because it's like, it's so clear and it's so calming. Whilst before, I was like, I was a box ticking maniac for a period of time. And I think that's all right as well. And I think also as guys, a lot of the time, you know, maybe when you were younger, I'm thinking, you know, late teens, early mid 20s, or maybe beyond that, maybe you didn't really have the ability to meet that many women. Maybe you were really struggling to connect with one. And so you spent a lot of time by yourself and you're only just getting into being able to meet and connect with women. And because of that, you're probably going to feel that there's a big wide world out there. And ironically, right now, today, I can say that I'm a woman. I pretty much want what my mum told me I would want.
Mum's always right.
She was right. And she got it like 20 years before I did. You know, God damn her. But of course, me, I couldn't just accept it. I couldn't accept wisdom from anyone else. I was like, no. Rebel. And at the end, though, I finally went, oh, right.
You've come full circle back to what your mum thought.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we're human beings going through a journey, and it's not necessarily about the destination, is it? It's that old cliche. It is about the journey. And every experience you go through, you get to know yourself more. You know more of what you want and what you don't want. And that means that when you're picking a life partner or trying to figure out if you're a good match for each other, because it's a two-way process, isn't it? The better you know yourself, the better the other person knows themselves, then you'll have a much healthier relationship
ultimately. So in the meantime, if you recognize you're in explorer phase, cool,
embrace it. We're out there, explore.
We're not judging you. What we would say is just get that. If you meet someone, particularly if you know you have a connection sexually, mentally, and you can just, you know, when you have the feeling like, oh, this could totally be a relationship because we click on that kind of level, early doors, get in there early, communicating the right message. It's not a negative. It's actually, if you're communicating the right message and being clear about what you want, it's not only a vote in favor of you being accepted for who you are and actually connecting with someone on a much truer level, it's also a sign of respect and honesty towards them. And you know what will really, sort of like, I think, annoys anyone, and particularly women in the dating space, is where they don't feel that there's trust, they don't feel that there's honesty, and they don't feel that there's respect. You can actually have trust, honesty, and respect without necessarily that being in a monogamous relationship. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And even at the very early stages of a relationship where you're not ready to be committed or anything, creating those conditions, it goes without, you can't build a good, healthy, happy relationship without those.
Yeah, exactly. So don't think you're doing the women of the world a disservice here, or that she's going to be heartbroken and she's going to have to throw the wedding dress out. You never know where she might be. And in fact, you can be a man that ultimately, whether she continues on with the relationship, whether you continue on it just the two of you or in a more open way, or she walks away, she's going to think of you like, you know what, that was a good man. Like, well done. Like, he actually had the courage and the masculinity to be completely upfront with me. And you know what, even if it's not right and she walks away, then because she walks away and it's on a good terms with one another, again, the door is left open to stuff later on. So really you can't lose.
I think that honesty is very sexy and vulnerability is phenomenally sexy, really, in a man. When they can show you who they really, truly are, that's the point at which it's, you know, magic happens. And it gives the other person permission as well to do the same thing. And that's what you want. You want a relationship where you can just say anything and show each other who you truly are. Because if you can't, the whole thing's kind of fucked from the outset, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's built on like really crap foundations.
It's built on an illusion.
Right.
And you don't want a relationship that's an illusion, really.
No, and you know what? We all do it because you know what will happen. We all want to believe that the person that we're into is like this amazing, perfect person. And we all want to put on our best selves when we meet someone new. It's really normal. But the problem is, honestly, every time, and it could be that I haven't communicated what I need, what I want, what I'm really thinking. Every single time I've done that, disaster, basically. Or, you know, I've come to, or the other thing, I've been on the other side of it as the woman. I've fallen for like the illusion. You know, and then that's destructive on the other side. So also for you, you'll end up equally, from all the guys I speak to in my coaching, you'll end up feeling rubbish as well, because you'll feel like, oh God, she doesn't even like the real me. She likes this version of me that I put on, which is another good reason to not use dodgy like pickup stuff or material that you're not comfortable with or it doesn't serve you, because ultimately you'll never feel like you got a woman on your own terms. It was actually you that she liked. And another core principle of the relationships is it has to be about acceptance as well. Like, both of you have to be cool with one another in your most raw and real form. And yes. As I said, I wish I'd known this.
Yeah. I mean, relationship that I'm in, that's in its very early stages, it's had quite a few stop and start at the beginning. And we have seen each other at our absolute darkest, worstest, freaky outest, terrifiedest. And now that we're through that and we've got over it, it's like, okay, now we've seen that, we can totally move forward. But that fear of thinking, oh God, what's going to happen? Knowing that that's lurking, or that it might come out, or whatever that is. We're human. We have good sides, bad sides, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, don't be afraid to show it all.
Yeah, exactly. And don't think as a man you can't be vulnerable. You can be vulnerable and you can be strong. There's strength in vulnerability. So as you know, I end all of my podcasts by asking my guests four questions.
Yay! I love questions.
Questions. All right. Question number one. What was something that you didn't think could be possible when you were younger, but has subsequently turned out to be true?
Okay, well, part of my story is that I'm 13 and a half years now in recovery from addictions. And genuinely, when I was in my early 20s and in the worst of my addiction, I didn't think I would live beyond 30. And I'm not saying that in a dark way. I was extremely ill, and it's entirely likely that if I had carried on, I may not have made it past 30. But I'm going to be 40 this summer. I've got a massive party being planned.
Well, hey, can I come?
Yes, of course you can come. It's going to be extremely glamorous. And I'm alive, actually. I'm alive, and I'm living an amazing life. I've got two beautiful children. I've got an amazing business, and I'm super happy, and I'm not sure I thought that was possible either.
Right.
So staying alive and being happy.
And glowing.
Yeah.
As you are. Yeah. Next question. Something really romantic that either you've done or you've had done to you.
Wow. Something really romantic.
Yeah.
Something really romantic that's happened in the last 48 hours that has completely blown me and the other person away is that we've started meditating at night.
Okay.
At the same time, when we're not together, to try and appear in each other's dreams.
Oh my God.
And this Saturday night just gone, we achieved it. And we hadn't really discussed that we were going to do it this Saturday night. And in the morning, we both started texting each other at the exact same moment going, oh my God, were you there too? That was like, that's so romantic. That is so gorgeous.
That's epic. I'm going to feel like a relationship failure now unless I'm in my partner's dreams.
Yeah, you have to do it simultaneously. We managed it simultaneously on the same night in each other's dreams.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. I love it. Okay. Would that be, I also ask people for a love hack, like a way to approach love, dating, sex and relationships that just sort of makes it easier?
Be yourself 100%. And don't be, whenever you feel afraid to say something, just come out with it. I've had to do that recently over something that he was going to cook me for dinner, and I had to go, actually, that thing you were going to cook, I'm not so sure that I like that particular ingredient. And actually he was really pleased, because he firstly he wants to cook me something that he knows I'm going to like, but secondly I'm very picky about anything that goes anywhere near my body, and the idea that I've now picked him, that's kind of quite exciting.
Wow.
As well. So I think don't be afraid to say exactly what you want and be exactly who you are.
Yeah, and you know what I said, otherwise you do get People's Republic in your brain, and you know what, it tears you apart, and you also start to feel really stressed, and it's like you can't even be authentic and open in the conversation anyway, because you're so concerned about this thing that you can't possibly say, and then you spend waste just time and energy stressing about it. No point. Just sort of like, just get it out there.
Yeah, so get much it all out.
So much better. On that note, a life hack.
The best life hack I have is be really conscious and set aside 5 to 10 minutes each morning to start your day in a conscious way. It's much easier to start on track and go through your day consciously, whether that's how you want to eat, how you want to behave, what your aspirations are, what you want to change, anything. But start your day really consciously with the person that you want to be for yourself, how you want to show up for life. It's much easier to do that than to halfway through the day go, oh my God, I'm eating crap again. I still haven't said that thing I wanted to say. I'm still doing blah, blah, blah. It's the only way I've discovered to make changes as well.
Yeah, I think there's a real beauty as well in not just getting up and picking up your phone, you know? Like actually those first 20 minutes of the 30 minutes of the day where you're coming to and you're working out what's going on, you look at it and then it's immediate stress, isn't it? It's like something's going on social media, an email has arrived, someone's rung you. And in fact, that just immediately gets you off on the wrong footing of just lack of clarity and stress. And so completely behind that one, have a bit of more of a mindful start to your day. Now, if any of the people listening want to find out more about you and what you do and your story and what you're coaching, where can they do that?
The best place to do that is on my website, which is harrietwhaleycohen.com. And yeah, look me up, drop me an email. My email's hello@harrietwhaleycohen.com.
Oh, I've got hello@hayleyquinn.com.
Have you?
Yeah.
And the Whaley bit is spelt like the country Wales, but with a Y. There's no H in Whaley.
Yeah.
Just so people know.
I know. I always have to spell my name out as well, particularly in America. They always drop the first L out of it.
Yeah.
Hallie.
Yeah.
So also, guys, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, like, I know that what we're talking about, we're not talking about, and you might want to know, that amazing line that you can say that will make any woman like you. Honestly, that stuff is a complete lie, will lead you astray, and will generally just not work. So I'm kind of going out there and saying, screw that. In fact, if you learn actually better principles for engaging with people and you become a better communicator, whether you want to meet the woman or whether you want to meet many, many women, it's all going to be better by approaching it this way, I promise. So if you've liked this podcast, please subscribe, please share, please leave your comments. This is how we grow and this is how we keep going. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.